is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network, on this Thursday, almost said Friday. Thursday, the 25th of May, 2006. I had a scheduled guest for tomorrow, Dr. Tenpenny. She has canceled. We're going to reschedule her for next week. And obviously, I'm doing this show today, since that's why we do the date, folks, so you know that this is not a rerun, and it helps the feds doing the cataloging, because, you know, you just never know. One of these days, I may land up in a federal court with all kinds of accusations being made, and, well, we've got record. So, they got record, we got record. So, at any rate, and you know, hey, on a constitutional basis, we do nothing around here to break the law. All we do is cite the law. We just are reporting and informing people how they're breaking their own laws, making up their own new rules, and, well, how they want to run this arm, this tentacle of the New World Order here inside the United States. Today, what I want to do... I heard people the other day when I was talking about the network and what it needs to do, what it was designed to do, what it needs to do. And just every once in a while, folks, it gets a little frustrating because there are not enough people out there acting as if we're running out of time, which we are. I don't embellish things. I don't sell fear to people to get them motivated, because the last thing I want is somebody irrationally running around with like a chicken with their head cut off, or running at Mach 3 with their hair on fire. No, we can go about this very calmly and very orderly. But it takes a commitment. It takes just a person saying to themselves, I'm committed. What am I going to do? And I was listening to various other talk show hosts, especially down here on the 12 low-power FM nets we have here in Central Texas. We got them covered, man. They don't go anyplace. We tell them, put your hands up. At any rate, I was hearing a lot of discussion about people, and I could hear it in their voices. The callers were calling into the program. It struck me as if they're looking for a leader. Somebody to give them a checklist and marching orders. Here's what you got to do. Now, I've resisted that. People have come to me and said, well, John, you know, you should be out there in the forefront. Well, hold on here. How many hats do you want me to wear? I still do talk radio. I still run a network. How many hats and how many hours are there in a day? So I want to talk about those issues, but I want to get your input out there as to, for instance, categorizing. What do you think is the most important issue out there? Is it illegal immigration, the invasion in this country? Do you think it's the impending Iran war? Do you think it's the madman, the hatter in the White House with all of his minions? I want to hear from you today, folks. I want to get a dialogue going. I want it to be all-inclusive. We'll be right back.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We have, now you folks have heard the commercials on the network. You've heard me speak about this before. The Best of Republic Broadcasting Network, your favorite host and topics edited in the CD set we put together. It is the Best of RBN CD set. Is a library of the 50 CDs with the best interviews and commentary from your favorite host, with all the commercials and unnecessary comments, burps, stutters, whatever, taken out, painstakingly edited out. Now, this set is a must for those who want to copy and distribute important information to their friends, families, neighbors, strangers, I don't care, whoever you engage. Engage the fertile minds out there. They have an absence of something, and that's truth between their ears, stuck in their little cranium. Now, this set, I'm going to run through the entire list here of who is on this and what the topic of discussion is. Derry Brownfield, the mandatory mental health screening. Sandra Lucas was his guest. Chris Gerner, the history of AIDS with Dr. Boyd Graves. I also interviewed him. The first 13 are on the health issues. Derry Brownfield again on Codex Alimentarius with Dr. Rima Libo. Dr. Stanley Monteith on vaccines for population reduction with Dr. David Elb. Mr. Monteith again with fluoride deception, Dr. David Kennedy. Dr. Stanley Monteith on the subject of thimerosal with Dr. Russell Blaylock. Dr. Stanley Monteith again, genetically modified foods with Greg Ciola. Frank Whalen on fluoride with Dr. Paul Connett. Frank Whalen again with Glenn Parnham on health issues. It's an outstanding show. Myself with vaccines and the bird flu with Bill Sardi. Again, myself with aspartame with Dr. Martini. Myself again, insulin silent killer diabetes with Thomas Smith. Robbie Noel, bird flu with Dr. Deagle. Daryl Smith, Oklahoma City Bombing, with Charles Keyes, Chris Emery, and V.Z. Lawton as guests. Again, Daryl Smith, 9/11 Painful Questions. Eric Huffschmidt, just had him on the air a couple of weeks ago. Dr. Monteith again, Confessions of an Economic Hitman with John Perkins. Mr. Monteith again, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America with Charlotte Iserby. Dr. Monteith, Freemasonry and the OTO with Craig Heimbechner. Dr. Stanley Monteith, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll with Pastor Kimmel. Ed Waller, U.S. Citizenship. Frank Whelan, Vatican Assassins with Eric John Phelps. Frank Whelan again, Did We Really Go to the Moon with Bart Sibrel. Frank Whelan, Deception of the Church with Red Beckman. Red has been around for years and years and years. These are old patriot people, ladies and gentlemen. The guy's been around. He's a smart guy. Greg Szymanski, The Drug Triad with Sully Castillo. Myself, 9/11 Loose Change with Dylan Avery. Reverend Ted Pike, What's Going On in Hollywood. Rick Adams, The Schofield Bible with Charles Carlson. Rick Adams, The Federal Reserve with Eustace Mullins. Rick Adams, The Creature from Jekyll Island with G. Edward Griffin. Rick Adams, No Beauty in the Beast with Mark Glenn. William Roberts, The Grand Design Exposed with John Daniel. Greg Szymanski, Illuminati 1 and 2 with somebody that was in the Illuminati, Svali, I think the woman's name was. And also Joanna and Kent Buffalo. I'm sure that's just their name on the air. Frank Whelan, Mind Control in America, with Stephen Jacobson. Chris Gerner, Gorbachev Speaks at the Kansas State University. The guest on that one was Brett Folks. Chris Gerner on the UN Land Grab with Dan Blyfield. Gerner again, Agenda 21 with Vicky from Idaho. Every once in a while she calls into my show. Chris Gerner, Lifelong Learning, again with Vicky. Very smart lady. Chris Gerner, Positivism 1 and 2 with Bill Roberts. Rick Adams, United Nations Plan with Joan Vion. William Roberts, Agenda 21 Solutions with Open Lines. Michael Shaw, The Permanent Revolution with Terry Hayfield. Rick Adams, Current Issues, Michael Collins Piper. That was a good show, very good show. Derry Brownfield, RFID Tags for All Animals. Frank Whelan, Exposing the Prison System with Bill O'Brien. Greg Szymanski, Military Misdeeds with Kay Griggs. And the last three rounding out the set is me on Depleted Uranium with Doug Rocky. History and Perspective of and World War III with Jack Otto. Jack's been a friend of mine for a number of years. And he was also called anti-Semitic. What he does is the same thing I do, ladies and gentlemen. Go over and point out the false Jews and their anti-American agenda inside the United States. Does that make me an anti-Semite? Absolutely not, because I'm going after the Pharisees, the very same ilk that the likes that tacked Jesus Christ on the cross killed him over 2,000 years ago. The very same people that are inside America right now controlling a bunch of different things. Our State Department, the present cabinet under George Bush, Hollyweird, many publications, you name it. Anybody that tells me that these false Jews are not a threat, you better go back to school. And again, the round out the 50 CD set, Abu Ghraib, What Really Happened with Janis Karpinski. Now, all of these, what we did, and we have a limited, this is a limited deal here, folks. We're putting these in a CD and a DVD wallet. And it's just not a wallet. This thing is a case. I'm sitting here looking at it right now, and it's nice. It's black leather and mesh with a comfortable carry handle. You unzip this puppy, which I am doing right now, and inside you can carry up to 112 discs. Now, we'll send you the 50 CD set inside the carry case with the CD sleeves, so once you're showing this to somebody and they pick out a subject that they want to hear about, you simply zip out the your copy of the CD, stick it in a sleeve, and hand it to them. And what you've done is just planted a seed in someone's mind. If it is on fertile soil, well, you put the seed in there, you gave it a little tinkle of water, and see if it grows. Now, along with that, what we also give you is the sheet that I just read from, talking about the host, who hosted the program, the program name, the subject matter, the guests which they interviewed, and also the host websites and all of the other pertinent websites that has to do with the 50 CD set. Folks, there is so much work into this. No one person out there, you wouldn't have enough time to duplicate this. Just to edit one of these CDs, one program, it took over 8 hours to edit it down. Okay? So all of the work here has been done for you. And we're making it the little Patriot Valet informational case. I don't care what you want to call it, but it is important. This is an educational tool. You don't have the time to sit there and talk to somebody about a subject or subject matter unless you have a Rolodex memory, unless you have, what do they call that, when you total recall or whatever the case may be, photographic memory. All of this has been done for you. And just as a little kicker, folks, we'll send this out to you priority mail. Okay, it's insured and delivery confirmation on it. And we even throw in an RBN Live bumper sticker, talk radio because you can handle the truth. This, you can now become your own walking library, your own repository for information. This is what has to be done, ladies and gentlemen. This is why the other day I got a little upset because I don't see this movement growing fast enough. It can't be helter-skelter. Yeah, we're in a rush, but we need to strategically attack this with information. Structure it out that people, once you give them some information, whoa, they get it. They're not even hampered by listening to commercials or anything else or any other comments not really germane to the topic that's being discussed. It is an outstanding value. The labor in this alone, folks, if we were to charge out fair market value just for the labor in here, it would run $150. So what you get here, again, is you get the, and I'll even read the thing. Well, talk about sell the sizzle here. This CD case, it's a superb quality. I'm reading their verbiage, not mine. Superb quality mesh with classic leather for a vivid impression. Special fit to fingers, zipper design on this thing. Space-efficient portable storage for 112 CDs. Designed with mesh pocket for more use, that's internally. Extra strong, comfortable handle, and it is. Portable and compact for home, office, and travel, and walking and talking. My words, not theirs. So you have that. You have the information sheet, all the pertinent websites and information, talk show host, subject matter. It is all there. We throw the 50-pack of the CD sleeves in here. Once somebody that you're talking to, they see something, wait, I got a little interest in that. You just simply slide the CD out of there, slide it into a little sleeve, give it to them, and you send them on their way. Folks, this is what we have to be doing, is disseminating this information. So here at this network, we've made this as easy as screwing in a light bulb. If you know lefty-loosey, righty-tighty, you're going to be able to do this one. No problem. So you need to call us here today. We have a limited amount of these, so don't wait on this. Give us a call at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express. Oh, well, you can go onto the website here and just click on RBN Live and go to the right-hand side. And you'll see the best of Republic Broadcasting Network, your favorite host and topics, edited in this great CD set. Click that on, and you can do it through PayPal, or just give us a call, again, at 800-724-2719. It can't get any easier than that. And like I said, if we price this out on labor and materials, it should be well over $300. $150 to you people. Call it now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We are back here, and like I said, on today's program, folks, we had better come up with some solutions. You know, I think everybody's sitting around waiting for the grand poobah, the great leader, to jump up and say, okay, everybody follow me. We've always said this, be your own leader. You know, we've told you that, look, if you can, you've got 2 brain cells to synapse together, get down to your local cable company, you know, get your own cable access show. If you don't want to do your own material, run everybody else's material. Show movies, whatever the case may be. It doesn't matter. Start organizations, small organizations in your own town. Throw up FM transmitters. Carry programming. There is a list of things that you can do. But you got to start doing them. You've got to make up your mind that I'm going to do something, and then just don't think and talk about it. Go do it. And don't be afraid of failure, folks. My gosh, the first time I ever did a radio program by myself, flying solo, my co-host couldn't make it, and I'd never done a program by myself in my life. I could barely talk. My throat tightened up. It got real dry. I wanted to throw down the headset and run, but I didn't do that. So here I am some 13 years later doing it day in, day out. Creating avenues and venues in which other people can speak. But we've got to keep this thing going, folks. We can't sit back. There is monumental things happening to us every single day. And the only way, a lot of people still contend out there that, oh, well, I'll just grab my gun and I'm going to shoot the first son of a gun who tries to kill me or put me in jail. Well, that's fine. But they've got a lot of them. Knock down one, and don't worry, they'll bring 5. Knock down 5, they'll bring 50. But the key to this thing, and I'm not saying that this might not go back into a true civil war in this country. It wasn't a civil war before, folks, but a true civil war in this country. Well, I'll tell you what, we're really throwing the dice then. But I'd be more comfortable with a heck of a lot more educated people. You know what they did in Germany? Half the population, when Hitler came into power, had him so whipped up in the National Socialist frenzy that half the population was dropping dimes on the other half of the population, just like what Homeland Security, Total Information Awareness, tried to get us to do, to be so scared that we start getting suspicious of our neighbor. Their key is fear. Their enemy is the bullet of truth right between their eyes. And what they cannot defeat is an informed populace. We don't need 95%. We don't need 90, 85, 80%. I don't know what percentage it's going to take, but as many people as we can get to and bring online, get educated, that is going to make the difference in salvation of this republic. And I am here for no other reason but that. No other reason. Let's go to the phones. Jim in Arizona. Hello, Jim.
John, the thing that I'm doing, I'm looking in the scriptures where Noah, he was a preacher of righteousness for 120 years. He built the ark, and at the same time, he was sharing with folks, look, you've got to repent. You've got to clean up your act.
Right.
So, I mean, practically, that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to wake up as many people as I can.
Well, wait a minute. Let me stop you here. I just want to test your mettle a little bit on this deal. How do you know, how do these people know that they've even sinned? How do they know that they've even been lax? How do you point out their errors of their ways if they don't even think they're in error?
Well, you point to something practical like 911, Building 7. Why did that collapse?
Okay.
You know, and then, of course, you know, people get disturbed. Eric Kupschmidt is very helpful in that because he points out how these things really disturb people. Okay, so as long as they have their TV and their job, it's going to be very difficult. I have maybe a 15% turnaround rate on from the people I share with. But aside from that, getting to the main point, I think what we see in this country is a great deal of compartmentalization. For instance, the illegal alien issue, that's one. The Bush and Cheney crimes, that's another. The big money mass media, that's a third. And so we've got our focus scattered. Fighting, as it were, these tentacles, and we really need to go to the eye of the octopus.
Right.
And the eye of the octopus, Christopher Bolin and Michael Collins Piper the other day talked about the criminal international Jewish banker cartel. You know, if you follow the money, that's where you're going to find the eye of the octopus.
But, you know, we still have people, and I don't know why they can't get over it. The root of communism in the world is traced back to these false Jews. And I always preface that by saying false or Pharisees or Zionist, the political movement that took root in this country just at the turn of last century. You know, I always qualify that. But, you know, they were the start of communism. They were the start of the banking system. You don't see either any other group inside this country trying to pass hate laws to shut up people that want to tell the truth. And I'm not just talking about the false Jews. I'm talking about these people are anti-Christian, trying to bust this country wide open.
That's right. And it started small, and now it's growing up into, it's sort of an opposite analogy, but the Lord's description of the kingdom of the heavens, he said it's like a mustard tree or mustard plant that grew into a great tree.
Hold on 1 second. I've got a break, and do me a favor. You sound like you're on a cell, and you've got a lot of wind going over your condenser mic, so if you could find a little shielded area there.
I'll step inside.
Okay.
Actually, it's just windy.
Okay, all right. We'll be right back, folks. 800-313-9443. We're looking for solutions today. We want to hear what importance of order you put it in.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The
the Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back. Go ahead, Jim, in Arizona.
So anyhow, as the Lord was saying, that the appearance of the kingdom of the heavens is like a mustard plant that's smallest of the herbs. It grew into this giant tree with branches that could lodge all the birds of the air. And what he's talking about there is the abnormal growth. It's sort of like a man growing into an elephant. And that's what we have here with this criminal international Jewish banker syndrome that, you know, they control so much and there's so much wickedness. And if you trace it back, it's to these guys. So what you have to do is, and I know it's difficult, but you have to stay focused on the source of the problem. For instance, and to give you another illustration concerning Christendom, okay, in one town you can have dozens of different churches. Well, why is that? The reason is because they don't go back to the reality of one city, one church. And if they would go back to that, they would force to reconcile their differences and be one in reality. And that's what we have to be as patriots, is we have to be one, and the reality is, what is the root cause? It's 300 individuals around the world, and they've compartmentalized, so we might even cure the Bush and Cheney problem, but they'll just give us a,
that's right,
you know, Hillary Clinton or something.
That's exactly, and they've got a bevy of people, little satanistic little suckers that they are, they got a bevy of them just lined up and ready to roll them out like they've been on some kind of assembly line.
It is incredible. And the reason they can do that is because they've grown, they've had this, the evil has had an abnormal growth in these last days. And this is what we're up against.
Well, and you want to know why? Because good men have stood by and done nothing.
Well, because it's a comfort zone thing, John, and this is why people will not leave their denominations. I tell them, look, if you want the reality, if you want the testimony of Lord Jesus in our locality, leave your denomination and we'll meet together as the church in such and such. I mean, that's how the epistles were addressed, to the church, singular, in Ephesus, to the elders, plural. There were many elders, but only one church. You see, and if the enemy, if we allow the enemy to divide us up, but you've got to be true men and women of God and say, what is the truth? What is the reality? And focus like a laser beam on that.
Right.
And that's why the Lord's delayed his return, because we're all divided according to, well, this is my favorite doctrine.
Jim, I don't know when the Lord's return is going to be. You don't know that, and I don't know it, and I don't even know if it's been delayed. So that's a major leap there in logic. But I will say this. We have half of this country that thought that it was a good idea that we take the Ten Commandments out of the Supreme Court building down in Louisiana. Well, they thought that was a good idea. Half of them said, no, leave it there because, you know, that's the guidelines. That's the biblical guidelines for man. You know, who can argue with the Ten Commandments? You know, but and you take a look at who was behind that. That was the Anti-Defamation League, our friends there at the ADL, and with them, Southern Perversion Law, Southern Poverty Law, and who knows who else was behind it. But what I got out of that was 50% of the country thought it was a good idea. Yeah, take it out because it's a separation of church and state. That's what these little card-carrying communist creeps are over at the ACLU, and that was their little Wunderlich deal back in the early 60s. You know, a separation of church and state. Look, we are on a fast track here to hell, rapidly approaching. And good people that still consider themselves to be good people, they have been convinced by these Pharisees standing in the pulpits, well, all you have to do is clasp your hands and pray to God and ask forgiveness and pray for your family and pray for the sinners and that's it. Now, pass the plate, load it up so we can continue building our brick-and-mortar heaven here. And that's what these people are doing. The pastors and the preachers, I don't care if it's one church or 12 churches in a community, they should be up there firing and brimstone and getting these people's face and say, look what is around you right now. Let me illustrate the evil. And they don't have to walk too far in order to give a prime example of what's happening to the people in their own community and who's behind it. They refuse to do it. They refuse. And for those people, and I asked a pastor this of a church I used to go to, I said, do you think you're going to be judged harsher because you're saying that you're one of God's purveyors of his word? And he said, well, yeah, I think that's biblical. And I just looked at him and smiled and shook his hand. And I said, good luck, pal. Good luck. Because it is their responsibility in that community. Just not filling up the pews and passing the plate so we can, you know. And another thing that grabs me, they're all into rock and roll and everything now.
Disgusting.
It is absolutely disgusting. I sit there. When I was in that church, I wouldn't get out of the chair. And people would look at me like, oh, you're not participating? No, I'm not going to stay. You know, if I want to go to a rock concert, I go to a rock concert.
Right.
You know, I want to hear a preacher standing there talking about the Bible, most assuredly, yeah, talking about Jesus Christ, but saying, hey, let's distill this in today's world here and now. What you're going to be facing when you walk out of this church. Here's how you recognize it, here's where it is, and there's where it came from.
Well, it's all flypaper, John. It's about the spiritual and material Babylon, and people are either on that material flypaper, the comforts of this world, or they're on the spiritual flypaper of following a certain creed. And it all comes down to convenience rather than truth.
Yeah.
And truth is a razor edge, and that's why the genuine reality, the expression of the truth in the Patriot Movement has to be condensed down into something very small and focused, and then we will succeed. But as long as we're, you know, flailing around with the arms of this octopus, I don't see much hope.
Well, and I don't either, and I'm getting rather frustrated because, I mean, I know a lot of people that are doing a bunch of different things. I mean, they've got the public ear and public eye, and that's great. I classify them as being informational specialist, and that's okay. You know, I heard one guy on the air today say something about, you know, well, I just do this because I need to fund myself. Well, yeah, we do what we need to do. I'm just not funding myself. I'm floating an entire ship here. Noah's Ark, if you will. And when you look at it in those terms, people don't understand that. Oh, well, it's a talk show host, and he makes videos, and he does this, and he does that. Well, yeah, we need to give him support, and that's fine. But one talk show host on one network doesn't have the responsibility of paying the bills for that entire network. That's somebody else's job.
Right.
You know, and I'm one of the few guys that has a network that still is on the air on a daily basis. And sometimes it's a good thing and sometimes it's a bad thing. But I'm here to take the heat for what I do every single day or take the kudos for what I do every single day. It doesn't matter. But you're right. We got to stop hacking at those branches. Thank you for your call, Jim.
You're welcome, John.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Farrell in Texas. Hello, Farrell. Hi, Farrell.
Oh, boy. What's going on the phone here?
Hi.
Okay. Well, I guess we're on.
You're on.
Let's see. I discovered that G.W. Bush, or Bush Sr., I guess it was, he executed the Bay of Pigs operation, and it was his gun runner that was... had some other shooters, I guess, that took out JFK.
I don't know about the shooters that took JFK over, but yeah, CIA, yeah, he was with the CIA, yeah.
And stuff, and then that was because JFK refused to sponsor the Bay of Pigs operation against Castro for refusing to incorporate a national bank that was merged with the International Bank.
But what else was there that John F. Kennedy said that he was going to do to the CIA?
He was going to dismember the CIA, and he was also going to dismember the Federal Reserve.
And old Herbert Walker knew exactly the importance of the CIA. And it's rather strange, because here we got the head of the CIA that then becomes president. Now we have another, well, we got the junior Bush that, in my estimation, and I'm not saying Herbert Walker in any stretch of the imagination was a good man, but he wouldn't make a pimple on his daddy's backside. But yet they've got the junior in there. And then who does he appoint to the CIA? One of his own cronies. And it's been revealed recently that a lot of people on these House committees are actually CIA people. So, yeah, we couldn't get rid of the CIA because we knew that we were going to need them to cause chaos and death and dismemberment and topple regimes and whatever else. We're going to need these guys for the chaotic covert operations. No, we can't get rid of the CIA. Kennedy was right. He should have dumped them, because by us having our CIA, well, then other industrialized nations, of course, had to follow that they had to have theirs. England has to have MI6, MI5. Israel has to have the Mossad. Russia had to have their KGB, the GRU. You name it, keep going on down the list.
They just had to have government-sponsored offices for all of these international criminals to be paid for doing what they're doing without having to come out of their own family accounts.
Right.
Thing. So then that's, you know, where the KGB and all this other stuff come from, you know.
And I'll tell you what, one of the biggest threats that I see right now, and nobody else is talking about this, even in our genre or on the mainstream news, what Vladimir Putin is ready to do with Russia. He's ready to open up markets for oil, gold, natural gas, whatever. He's going to be paid in rubles. That's going to drive what is left of the dollar right into the ground. This is going to happen next month, the first or second week of next month. So everybody...
And the majority of the Americans are sitting back. They don't realize that our heads of state are vile, mass-murdering criminals that are passing laws just so that our neighbors will have to give up their rights and their freedoms and their livelihood and their lives with this pretense of all the terms, anyway, saying that it's state sponsored, anyway, legitimacy of the state and everything. Boy, are we. Are you still there, John?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. But, okay, so now you put together your CD set. I'm also seeing where we need to, you know, like a lot of these heads of states have, they've got dossiers on the people that they work with, you know, the people that are around them and their enemies.
Sure.
We need to build a dossier so that we can wave that in front of our neighbors so so that our neighbors will be responsible for refusing to help us try to free this country.
See, and this is where I think a lot of people miss this, that it comes down to responsibility. I said the other day, everybody wants to sit around and they want to point fingers at this bad guy and that bad guy and look what he did. Well, I am of the opinion that we right now have the government that we Americans deserve, because we were off doing self-aggrandizing and building new houses and buying the latest gimmickry and gadgetry and buying new cars and, honey, where are we going to vacation this year? And we got all wrapped up in ourselves while they're stealing the keys to the kingdom right out from under our noses.
Ignorance is not bliss. It's an activity sport.
Well, I'm telling you, and we've turned it into a science in this country. More people will talk about who won on what's this crazy, idiotic entertainment show where they whack a bunch of people, get real rude with them. American Idol. Okay, well, all right, somebody gets their big crack at being a recording artist or whatever. You know, that's fine and dandy, but the subject that people talk about is who got bounced off of the show. They are in this pop culture thing. Their kingdom is being sold out from under them, and they don't even know it. That's why I keep harping on the fact that we have got to get to these people and tell them, look, we got some dark days ahead. At least I can do is share a little bit with this with you so you can recognize it and then be able to do something to try to protect yourself when it does happen. But our greatest protection is the people themselves. We got to have them online, and we ain't got enough. And I'm not going to sit here and say that, well, you know, the Patriot Movement has done a good job. Yeah, we've educated a lot of people. We've woken some people up that had the energy and the desire and the fire inside themselves to say, look, I've got to do something about this because what? I am responsible. I am responsible.
Well, my family, the reason why they don't want to believe me is because they say, you're making all of these tall claims. Well, why doesn't anybody do anything about it? Well, I know why they don't. It's because the people that are doing it are either these ancient mafia families, or they're compromised. They've been recruited by the fraternities and compromised and controlled. Or the ones that turn, you know, go turncoat are killed. Or the people that discover it.
Yeah, but see, they don't. When you're approaching somebody with information, especially your family, sometimes that's the hardest people to get through to.
Right.
Because you're the closest one, and, well.
They're saying, you're just you. You're just like me. Why do I know this stuff?
Yeah, well.
You know, you're just nuts.
Yeah, you're just crazy. You're just nuts. Well, denial is just not a river in Egypt. You know, we're up to our necks in it. And if you can present information to your family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the best tools that I use is on the banking system itself. I crashed their little world about this brouhaha about inflation. No, it's actually devaluation. I tell them about the Federal Reserve. G. Edward Griffin, just in that CD set that I talked about at the top of the hour, there's an interview with Rick Adams, and G.W. Griffin is there explaining the whole deal. And now this is they don't have to read a book. They ain't got to watch a tape. They can plug this into their CD player in their car, at home, whatever. It's over and done with in quick fashion, but it just keeps putting the bullets right between their eyes with something that they don't have, knowledge and the truth.
Yeah.
And like I said, you can plant the seed. But what I have discovered, my friend, that over the years, I've had people flat out reject me, ridicule me, whatever, only to have them come back to me a couple of years, a year or a couple of years later and go, you know what? I hate to admit this, you were right, and I'm sorry. Don't apologize. You know, that's fine. Okay, you made a mistake. Now your eyes are open. The front porch light is on at home. Okay, fine. Don't apologize. Don't feel bad. Get on with it.
Suddenly they're in a point of responsibility in it that they cannot deny anymore.
There you go.
And So do something about it.
Do something about it.
Also, you know, this, legislation that's been emerged militaries and Bush sending 6,000 National Guard down on the southwest border to basically keep an eye on the Minutemen.
Sure.
And also to create a preliminary force for bringing in Canadian and eventually Mexican troops to facilitate the merging of our militaries. Everything that's going to end up putting Mexican soldiers on our side of the border, putting them basically guns pointing at the Minutemen.
Yep. Yeah, 6,000 on the border, and how many are going to be in support roles or administration? We're going to build a 750-mile fence on a border that's over a couple thousand miles. That's not going to work. Of course, right. We are in the business of letting the Mexican government know exactly where Minuteman forces are at. And I dare say that, geez, if the Minutemen are in the area, so must be the Border Patrol people. I would not doubt for a moment that they're also being told where the Border Patrol people are being stationed. We have a man in the White House that is a turncoat and a traitor that, by definition, deserves to be hung. This is who we have in our White House right now.
His dad should have been hung long, you know.
His daddy should have been castrated so he couldn't make no more.
Yeah, well, you see, Kennedy did not have support from the military or the judiciary, the Justice Department, in order to keep him from being bumped off.
State Department at that time was just taking over.
Right.
They had their underlings
infiltrating
into the State Department, first arm of government.
And went shortly after JFK was taken out, then the FBI was taken over.
There you go. Hey, we got to run. Thanks, Farrell. Appreciate it. We'll be right back, folks.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We are back. Folks, I just checked with my wife. We didn't get one call for the CD set. Not one. And I wasn't joking the other day. You know, it's not that I'm jumping up and down and pounding sand in my own sandbox here, trying to get my way. I've been doing this for 13 years. I've done 2 different networks. I brought a lot of people that you hear on the air today. They'll never admit it. A lot of people that you hear today on the air, I first gave them their break and put them on the air. help make them who they are, if you will. Gave them an opportunity. They'll never admit it. It's because their ego won't allow them to admit it. But that's okay, too. Human frailties. Nobody's perfect. But I just told you about the CD set. We gussied the thing up. We made it so simple, so stupidly simple. You know, the 50 CD set, went out and got the leather carrying case. It's got the capacity to hold 112 CDs, so you can have your copies, your CDs right in there. You've got your masters there. They're all labeled, titled up, everything else. You talk to your friends, neighbors, strangers. I don't care who it is. Go through it and say, you know, talk to them. Find out what their interests are. You know, what is it? Is it vaccinations? Did they find out about depleted uranium? Do they know anything about the money system? What about the IRS? What about Agenda 21? What about the United Nations? So it's very simple. You got your rolling library right there. We even include the sleeves. Once somebody makes their choice, well, I'll listen to that one. Fine, you slide your copy out of the case, slide it into a sleeve that we even provide for you, and you send them on their way. Give them your phone number to contact you if they want any more information. Tell them, hey, share this with some people that may be interested in this. And start forming a little informational group. Be the conduit. Not one call. This is what I'm talking about, folks. This is what I am talking about, people sitting on their dead asses and not doing anything. We're trying to make it as simple as humanly possible, and the only thing I see is destruction on the horizon. And I mean total destruction of anything that you thought that was near and dear to you. It is in jeopardy. So keep sitting around twiddling your damn thumbs. I don't want to get on that roll again today because I'm in a mood. I'll just play music and walk right out of the studio. Because I am quickly coming to the point where if you don't care, why do you expect me to care? Davey in Texas. Hello, Davey.
How are you today?
Is that a rhetorical question? Do you actually require an answer?
It was a reflexive comment there.
Okay, all right.
Well, I wanted to commend Jim, your first caller there. Yesterday I just happened to see John Hagee had one of those beady-headed rabbis on, talking about how they needed to support Israel, and they were going to go up there to Washington in July to support Israel, you know, and meet all the people in Congress who aren't supporting Israel yet.
Boy, and I'll tell you what, the Prime Minister from Israel just spoke to our Vonkin
leaders. Actually, John, that man is not from Israel. He's from the Talmudic Jewish state, but he is not from Israel. Israel is a people. It's always been a people. And if you'd carry me over or whatever.
Yeah.
All righty.
All right. Well, we've still got about 45 seconds. You want me to hum your favorite tune?
Well, I was thinking about that Already Gone song from the Eagles. I know you've devoted a tremendous amount of energy and talent, and I encourage all of the listeners to call in on the CD deal, because that's an excellent way.
I can't think of a better way. It's been distilled down. It's as simple and as easy as possible. We've made it easy for people to make copies of this thing.
And you know, John, America's getting to the point where people are starting to talk about, hey, this is some serious corruption here.
Yeah.
You know, the numbers are on our side. The momentum is for sure.
Now, all we got to do is connect the dot for them. They already see the dot. All we got to do is connect it. We'll be right back. Second hour coming at you.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.